This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building
a life. For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Cleveland has already beaten the White Sox 6-1. So that's 8 straight losses for the White Sox.
Did you see how the White Sox lost last night?
You told me about it.
Tauchman, yeah, came around third, pulled a hammy. He was a tying run, was going to score.
That is a fair ball on the chalk down the line. It'll ricochet back to Abreu. And Rowan will be aboard with a base hit with two down. Yeah, the White Sox invent ways to lose games.
Oh, man. The trip to Chicago could be coming at the perfect time.
What the hell?
Spiegel and Holmes, afternoons on the score.
Man, that was sweeping through the show text thread last night. Dave O'Brien and Will Middlebrooks just chatting about the schedule. Lawrence, it's the Spiegel and Holmes show on the score. And Lawrence, the
just kicking a franchise when it's down.
The longtime White Sox fan, Lawrence Holmes, was displeased. He's not the only one who was displeased on that show. But it was the truth, wasn't it?
Speaks, of course it's the truth. I don't need Dave O'Brien in here. We're getting after it enough. We're doing the best that we can. Uh-huh. We're trying to fix the White Sox with every time we turn the microphone on.
I know. Dave's just trying to deal with the fact that the White Sox are next on the schedule for the Red Sox. And here they are in town. And Dave O'Brien joins us right now on the Circa Sports Illinois Hotline.
Dave, why you got to do us like that, man?
Guys, it's just a pleasure to be in Chicago, first of all. Always is. Hey, we got our own problems with the Red Sox right now. We're 7-7. It's not like we're killing everybody at this point, although trying to turn things around. And I think it probably will come at the expense of the White Sox, unfortunately, for you guys.
Yeah, it's amazing to watch, and you're right. They are inventing new ways to lose games, and we kind of kept track of that last year on how bad some of those losses are for the White Sox. And I know that the guys inside that clubhouse are not going to say anything sideways, but I would imagine that they do look at it and go, oh, the worst team in baseball last year, now on an 8-game losing streak, here's an opportunity for us to fix some of our problems that we've had. What have those problems been for the Red Sox?
Well, a lot of strikeouts and a lot of errors, to be honest with you, which were, you know, at least one of those things, the errors, those have been unanticipated. The Sox have made more errors, the Red Sox actually, than any other team in baseball that made 14. Some of that has to do with the nasty weather. I know the White Sox have had to deal with it too, the frosty weather that we get in both of these cities. We've played in some ridiculous temperatures here lately. And, you know, guys have made bad throws, a lot of that. And they're good fielders who've done it, guys like Alex Bregman, you know, who's brand new to our ball club. He's made a few errors, a couple of them anyways, because he had a frozen hand, you know, try to throw from third. You know, that's one thing. Red Sox haven't hit with runners in scoring position, have been striking out. They need a run of games on the schedule they can win. And I think that's coming up. But, you know, to your point, no player will ever say that. No one will ever look at the schedule, a major leaguer, and go, yeah, well, these guys are a mark for us. That never happens.
a run of games on the schedule they can win, and I think it's coming up. Dave, you're not wrong. It's just so sad. It's so sad to live amidst this White Sox existence. It's just been so dark for so long. And, you know, when you look around this league, I mean, and you've been around this league a long time and in different places and with Boston now for a long, long while, highly respected broadcaster, is the White Sox more sad than, say, Colorado or some of these other places because of what the White Sox have been in the past and because of the market they're in? Does it feel sadder than some other places do?
Well, it does to me because they have won. You know, they've got a World Series, the White Sox. Obviously, the Cubs are the Cubs, and so the city is such a great sports town. It covets winners. All of it have a lot of winning. That hasn't been the case in Colorado. You know, they've been down for a long, long time. And really not true with the White Sox. It wasn't that long ago they were a playoff team. So, yeah, and I think the astounding losses last year, 21 in a row, 14 straight, 12 in a row, all of that. And it looks like much of the same, obviously, this year. You know, now an 8-game losing skid. So it doesn't look like things are getting better very quickly. I think it does make a difference. There is a big difference between, you know, a bad ball club in Colorado and a bad ball club on the south side of Chicago.
So in your game prep for the White Sox, what have you learned about them that that you've been like, oh, wow, yeah, they might be as bad this year as they were last year? Because that's what we're thinking. But, tell us some stuff you've learned about them as you prepped.
Well, I mean, like the guy going tonight, Martin, I know he was a Tommy John guy a year ago, but he's 0-5 out of the gate. And, you know, right away you look at the night's starting pitching matchup. Not that our guy, who is probably headed back to the minors, certainly in the next couple of weeks, Sean Newcomb, he's 0-1 with a 5.19 as well. But I think it's different. I think that when you compare the two ball clubs in star caliber, for example, there's a lot more on the Red Sox side with Rafael Devers, who's dug himself out, Bregman, and some other guys, William Abreu got off to a huge start. When I look at the lineup for this ball club, you know, other than Robert, who's likely to get dealt, you know, you don't look at anybody that really frightens you as a starting pitcher. Now, the Mydroth kid is somebody who is in our system and was part of the Crochet deal. I think that gives reason for people to get a little bit excited. He's a really good ball player. He gets on base like crazy, takes a lot of walks, doesn't exactly have a major league body. He's an interesting kid, and I think could be a really good player. We were excited to see Andrew Benintendi play, but he's hurt. You know, that's a guy who remains very popular in Boston, won a World Series with the Red Sox. So, you know, I think the star caliber just isn't there, even remotely, with the White Sox. That doesn't mean they can't win against the Red Sox this weekend. They took 2 out of 4 against Boston last year, but the Red Sox were not fielding a great ball club then. They were 81-81 in the end, but it's a far cry from what Chicago put out.
Well, what is, like, this year for the Red Sox, what is to be expected from them? Because obviously the AL East is just rough all the way around, but what are people thinking this team is capable of?
People are thinking this team could win the division. They did not get off to a good start in Texas, recovered in Baltimore, swept St. Louis, but then lost 3 out of 4 to Toronto. So it's been dizzying to this point. But just based on talent, based on the back of the baseball card, this should be a playoff team. And this is a big reversal year for the Red Sox. They signed Alex Cora, the manager, to a multi-year deal. They're paying him a lot of money. And then they went and got Crochet. That was a giant thing. They got Walker Buehler, and right before spring training signed Alex Bregman. So hopes are incredibly high in Boston that this is going to be a postseason team. 90 wins, 91 wins. They've got to get going a little bit, but the expectations in our city and I think around the American League are very bright for this team.
Talking to Dave O'Brien, the Red Sox television voice, right here on 670 The Score on the Spiegel and Holmes Show. I think the Red Sox had been in the same space as the Cubs in terms of perception. A big payroll, but not quite up there with the top 4 or 5 spenders comfortably over the luxury tax thresholds. And then the Red Sox get Bregman. Did that acquisition, which Cubs fans were dreaming of, did the Bregman acquisition change the perception of what the Red Sox are doing overall as a franchise right now?
It really did. And that's on the nail right there. That, up to that point, even the Crochet and the Buehler deals were like, yeah, the pitching staff's better. Crochet can certainly be an ace, and he has pitched like that at times this year. A couple of starts ago, he was brilliant in Baltimore and snapped a four-game losing skid. But up until that point, it was like, well, you still really haven't spent as an organization. You really haven't gone for it. They needed a right-hand bat so badly because it's a lefty-heavy lineup, and went and got Bregman. And what that did in that signing was it gave the Red Sox that right-hand bat, an all-star, a gold-glove third baseman, and a leader. And like 2 hours after he showed up at spring training, he owned the entire clubhouse. Everybody was around him. He was sitting at the table in the clubhouse with like 12 guys and just talking baseball. And that's what he does. The players gravitate toward him. He is a dirt dog of a player. We needed that too in Boston. We needed that kind of personality. And I think that he's been a huge hit, you know, and then he won Player of the Week, American League Player of the Week, his very first week. So that certainly didn't hurt. It was a giant signing for Boston.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Dave, what's something in the game right now that you absolutely love, and what's something in the game right now that you absolutely hate?
Well, I mean, I love how fast games go now. I mean, you guys have talked about a million times, but it's huge. We played an 11-inning game the other night, very cold, windy, nasty weather, but it was 2 hours, 31 minutes to play 11 innings, so... I'm probably a little bit older than you guys, but when I was a kid, that was routine. So I think the pitch timer has saved, nothing less than saved, Major League Baseball. There's not a lot about the game I don't like, to be honest with you. I like a lot of the rules changes. I think those have been very progressive for the game. I think the way that the small market clubs get beaten to death because they can't spend and some of them have no chance to be competitive, As a guy who likes competitive balance, that rubs me the wrong way. And yet, you know, in our division for years, Tampa Bay was like the best team in the division for a long time. And they had tiny payrolls and tiny crowds in a lousy ballpark. So these things have a way of working out if your scouting and development are great. And I think, you know, most organizations in the Red Sox here in recent years have really found that out. Now we've got one of the best, if not the best, farm systems in baseball, and I think the White Sox will reap benefits from that because of that trade with Crochet.
Yeah, so you talked about Mydroth. What do you think of Kyle Teal, the catcher, and Braden Montgomery, like some other pieces that the White Sox fans need to think about to get excited?
Well, I mean, Teal's going to be a star, I think. He was the toughest of all those guys to let go of by a long shot because he's going to be a guy that you can plug in behind home plate for a decade. And he is going to be, I think, an outstanding major league receiver. And Mydroth, as I said earlier, wasn't necessarily considered a top-level prospect for the Red Sox, but the more he played, the more the scouts and the development people loved him. So that wasn't an easy one to let go of either. I think those prospects, all of them, were tough to let go. But the Red Sox got to a place with the new general manager, Craig Breslow, where they said, it's going to hurt. We have to make a deal that is really going to hurt us in our heart and soul to get a guy like Garrett Crochet. And he pulled the trigger. Thank goodness he did.
Do you see minority owner Theo Epstein around the ballpark at all these days?
We do. We do on occasion. But, you know, he's got a spot, I think, with the Fenway Sports Group, a little office. But we don't see him a ton. Every once in a while. And, you know, Theo's a little sneaky. He'll be on the field in places where you don't expect him to be. And you're like, what the heck is he doing here, man? You know, when it was announced that he was coming to Fenway Sports Group, we thought, wow, he's basically going to be another general manager. And that has not proven to be the case. He's an advisor and nothing more than that. Now, I think his word is heavily weighted when he decides to talk because he's a brilliant guy, but he's not. I mean, Craig Breslow is certainly running our organization, and so is Alex Cora and Sam Kennedy, the president of the club. It's not Theo Epstein, as much as a lot of Red Sox fans would have liked to have believed he would be. You know,
it's
a year
still
ago.
Nice to have him walking around, though, Dave.
Yeah, it's still a good little thing to have.
Man, you know, with all those rings jiggling in his pocket, man. And what he did in Boston and then, you know, jumping to the Cubs, he's got to go right to Cooperstown. Right
immediately.
He will. Dave, this was great fun. Lots of connectivity with Cubs and White Sox alike. Thanks so much. Enjoy your weekend here.
Matt Lawrence, thanks, guys. Certainly will. Appreciate it very much.
Waiting for the best deals? Spring Black Friday savings are here. Shop early access now at Blinds.com and save big on new custom window treatments. At Blinds.com, shopping online for custom window treatments doesn't mean sacrificing on service, selection, or style. As the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, Blinds.com has hundreds of options to fit any decor and budget. Choose from stylish roller or bamboo shades, blackout options, and more. We even have motorized shades for your patio. DIY, or let our experts handle the heavy lifting. Blinds.com has you covered with free virtual consultations. We'll even send a pro to do the measure and install. Try before you buy with free samples delivered to your door. With over 25 million windows covered, every order's backed with Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Spring Black Friday Early Access now for up to 40% off with minimum purchase, plus a free measure. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.